This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Definitely not handling lefties. I don't know, we had said homer, and our other hit against them was because the shortstop slipped. So, you know, you're trying to rely on your right-handed guys to have good at-bats against them. I thought our at-bats last year against them were okay. You know, Rutschman went deep, Mateo went deep. We hit some balls hard against them. Tonight, just I thought we had two biggest swings. Didn't take our walks. It was a tough night for us offensively. A lot of punch outs. Yeah, I mean, we're definitely not clicking on all cylinders offensively. And first half of the game, you know, we didn't swing the bat well. Those weren't our best at bats. I was really proud of I thought we've stayed in it and took really good at bats the last few innings. But just can't have that many bad at bats through 6 innings.
Brandon Hyde lamenting bad at-bats over the weekend. Orioles lose 2 of 3 to the Reds. They were off yesterday in action, taking on the Nationals, first of a 3-game series. That is a 6:30 first pitch. That means Baltimore Baseball Night, 5:30. Bone and?
Mike Bordick.
Bone and Bordy.
Nice.
Coming up at 5:30, so tune in for that. But Orioles sitting at 9-12, 4 games out of first place in the AL East. And after the disaster that was Easter Sunday, I guess the question needs to be asked, is something major looming? How long until something major happens? Or are they going to just rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic?
Well, I think there's a couple of different things here. There's what reasonable or fairly reasonable-minded baseball fans who pay close attention to this team on a daily basis, what they think a reasonable timetable would be before serious actionable measures need to be taken. And then there's the duality of, well, they do whatever they want over there at the warehouse, and until the owner gets some sort of sense of urgency or realizes that what he thought he bought might not be what he actually bought, none of it really matters. And it's very difficult to get a read on where anyone is over there, because Mike Elias has done a heck of a job bamboozling them. If you don't believe me, just listen to how this ownership group talks about Mike Elias, like he's some sort of baseball Svengali and not a below average major league general manager. Look, we always talk about Memorial Day, right? That's the first sort of real measuring stick, the first real sort of hurdle in the road. And that's when a lot of baseball people would say, your team's starting to show you who they are. Not to say there can't be course corrections, not to say it's still the biggest sample size in the world, but there are probably some trends, some prevailing headwinds that might be real difficult to fight against unless you change who's steering your ship or who's helping you paddle on that ship. We're about a month away from that. So I think, you know, for the it's early crowd, I think we're a month away from that going away and anybody saying, hey, you kind of are who you are. And if you're inclined to go back and look at what they've been doing since the middle of June last year, there's a lot of people who would say, no, they are who they are, and you can either believe the truth or you can believe your numbers, your truths, your prognostications and your predictions and your pie charts, or you can start to believe the standings, because this team is well below 500 over the last 100 games they've played. And they suffer way more lopsided losses than they put on lopsided wins. And with the way they're constructed, the close and late scenarios, given they don't have a lot of clutch hitters, and given that the closer can't pitch two straight days, and given that there isn't really a backup to the closer.
And they don't have any starting pitching.
And given that their bullpen is already being taxed like more than any other bullpen in the league, I would say that if this continues, something has to give by June the 1st. But I just don't know what this ownership group's thinking.
No, if it continues to trend this way a month from now, something serious needs to happen. And whether that's, who knows how much longer they're going to keep trotting out Charlie Morton at this point. Kyle Gibson should be close in a couple weeks. But
sooner than that.
I think it's going to be way sooner than that.
You look at these numbers and the carryover from last year that you were mentioning, Jason. You pointed this out for a while. They still don't walk. They're 26th in walk.
Yep.
Walks. 22nd in on base. Brandon Hyde talked ad nauseum during spring training about this team wreaking havoc on the base paths. They're 26th in stolen bases. They were bad with runners in scoring position last year. They're bad again this year. 20th in runners in scoring position batting average. They acquired all those bats to improve against left-handed pitching. They're 29th in OPS against left-handed pitching.
5-12.
How's that possible? And then the starting ERA, which we know that's horrendous, and Corbin Burns walked out the door. You did not even come close to adequately replacing him. I mean, the opposing batters are hitting 312 off your starters. 312, guys.
It's unserious. It's not professional grade.
I have some good news for you. Brandon Young is back. Cody Poteet went on the IL today. Trevor Rogers begins a rehab assignment in Bowie for Chesapeake tomorrow. And as we alluded to when Bone was talking, Kyle Gibson, I think he's going to be here by the weekend.
Me too.
So we got some needle movers here.
Yeah, needle movers?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even sure we got innings eaters. You know, I gotta be honest.
It's funny. So my father calls me today and he says, "Do you think they created an injury for Cody Poteet to get Brandon Young back here?" I go, "Dad, did you watch Brandon Young on Saturday? Like, what are we talking about here? If he was good, they would have just let the guy and the other guy stinks. So who cares? Like, what are we doing?"
Yeah, I think the part of this where they failed miserably across the board. And there have been fireable offenses going on from how this team is managed, going back to a couple of trade deadlines.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To think that you could build a pitching staff like this sort of house of cards, this brittle, this built to fail, because it was built to fail. And when they said Grayson could be our ace, we said, that's tomfoolery. That's ridiculousness. The kid probably won't even post 100 innings, let alone be your ace. What are you talking about? We said it in real time. But where I think they really failed is the combination of not enough everyday professional hitters, letting your, at worst, second-best professional hitter leave for Toronto for less money than he thought he was going to get, And then now there's more pressure on them than ever because they know there's a pretty good chance, no matter who's starting the game for them, that they might be down 5-0 or 3-0 before they even come up to bat, depending on where that game's being played. They know that by the third inning, they might be down by some sort of crooked number, and we know that they don't play well from behind. Like, that's the systematic failure, is like, if you're going to go that cheap on the pitching side, then you needed to go get me my Willy Adames. And you needed to keep Santander. And you could let Tyler O'Neill be a $6 million player somewhere else. Because that's what he is. He's not a $17 million baseball player.
But they're not spending that money. They've made that abundantly clear they don't spend that kind of money. Like, I love to have Willy Adames. They're not spending
Willy Adames doesn't make $30 million a year. You got two pitchers combining for $30 million.
For 1 year. They give $200 million to Willy Adames guaranteed. They're not even close to that anywhere. Like, I'm with you on they need to do something real, but that ain't realistic either.
Well, no, it's realistic if you cared about winning. If you were a real front office with a real owner who really wanted to win, that's not even... How many people did we have on this show say they could go get three starters and Willy Adames and still be middle of the pack?
I'm not disagreeing with any of that, but where have they shown the ability to want to get even close to those kind of numbers? They haven't. Like, I'd love, like, Willy Adames, I would love for them. Who was championing Alex Bregman this offseason? Me. Like, put him in third. Like,
that wouldn't have been enough for the way this thing's
but
built.
But no, I get it. But, like, I wanted to sign a multi-year guy, too. But they don't get close to that.
If they would want to do a one-year deal,
yeah.
Mike Elias is your guy.
Yeah. Why don't they bring Chris Davis out of retirement?
You guys put out a poll yesterday that is final. Twitter poll of the day, sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. Since the rebuild ended and the Orioles were legitimately looked at as contenders, the 2023 trade deadline, how would you grade the job GM Mike Elias has done building the major league roster and taking it from a playoff contender to a true World Series contender? About 800 votes. F, GM malpractice, 54.9%. C, meh, 38%. And 7.1% say, A, he's been great.
7%. That's almost 70 people thinking that Mike Elias has done a great job.
How many of those people are related to Mike, Sig, the big three? How many of those people who voted are clandestine wizards and or warlocks?
A lot of wizards and warlocks.
They probably know how to create bots over there.
Yeah,
they don't know how to create winning baseball teams, but they're really good with numbers. They're probably good with bots.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next here. By the way, we got a big show. I forgot to set up the show. Guest-wise, Mike Bordico will be doing Baltimore baseball tonight with the Bone tonight at 5:30. He'll join us at 3, get his thoughts on the Orioles in real time. Coming up at 4:30, the draft is 2 days away. What does Cynthia Freeland think the Ravens are going to do? And what about the quarterbacks in this draft? We'll ask Cynthia from NFL Network at 4:30. And Mark Zuckerman covers the Nationals for Masson. We'll get the other side of this matchup at 5.
Soft tossing lefty on the mound for the Nats tonight.
That
beware.
Means bad news for
beware.
The Orioles.
Beware.
So, hypothetical question for you. Mike Elias has proven he's at best a reluctant buyer, but what about if he needs to be a seller at the deadline? Will Mike Elias do the right thing and sell the pieces that need to be sold at the deadline? We discuss next here on The Fan.